listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM, WCNO, as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. We are live here in the Treasure Coast in South Florida. This is Piercing Darkness Radio broadcast to you, brought to you by the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, and his ministry, Power Evangelism. Piercing darkness and bring the light of Jesus Christ and the power of God led by the Holy Spirit to this lost generation. And it is November the 3rd, Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Every Saturday, this wonderful broadcast comes to you. For more information about the ministry or how you can get some products, or you want to submit your prayer request, or you'd like to support us, please go to Power Evangelism, one word, powerevangelism.net, and you can go on there and get free videos. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and also get testimonies, submit your prayer request. We'd love to pray for you and your family. If you're local in South Florida, the Treasure Coast, please pick up that phone and dial 561-337-9018. Again, that's 561-337-9018. My prayer partners are standing by. We'd love to pray with you and your family. Whatever it may be, we get calls all the time. People with depression, people on prescription drugs are addicted. People that just love God, but they just can't be free. And maybe you have a sick loved one that's on the cancer deathbed, or maybe they have their eyesight's going bad, or eyesight's going bad. Whatever it may be, call us. We were in Anderson, South Carolina, just a short while ago, about a week ago, and in Anderson last Thursday, and then in Augusta, Georgia, Friday and Saturday the following last week. And a lady in Anderson, South Carolina came. They got there really early. Her and her family. And she was an older lady, and she had she was partially blind in her eye, and she had almost lost all of her hearing. And she was probably in her 70s, just give or take a few age there. And she stayed for the entire service and just believed God, And at the end, she just she waited for her God to touch her, and the man of God prayed for her, Apostle Solly, and she began to do the 1, 2, 3 thing. She began to see her eyes open, and also God opened her ears. And her family was crying. They were just so happy because, I'm sure they spent, many, many times in the doctor's office and lots of money, trying to get the natural way. But, hey, they were desperate for a miracle. And that's when Jesus shows up. And not only that, it looked like her grandkids there and these nephews were there. And one of them got prayer as well. So that miracle happened in front of probably 10 or 15 family members that all showed up that night just to see her believe God for their mother and also their grandmother. And it was just really touching to see God do that, That's why we do these crusades. That's why we do revivals, because we want to see Jesus save souls, heal bodies, heal people emotionally, physically, and also bless them financially. That's what the Bible says, and that's what the Apostle Solly is doing. It's like the apostles, the disciples in the Bible. That's what he's doing. The Bible says in Ephesians, there's apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and that's the fivefold ministry. And that's what we see in power evangelism. The man of God comes on the radio, teaches you the Word of God, also preaches in crusades, revivals, and he goes out and evangelizes, wins souls, and he has a gift of prophetic prophecy. And also he prays, and God does miracles just like the Bible and the disciples. So that's what we should see in these last days. And Jesus is coming back soon, so I want to encourage you to pick up that phone, call us, or come to one of the events. We do have if you don't have any family or friends, or maybe sometimes Thanksgiving is a very depressing time when your family's gone or you don't have anybody to spend time with. We encourage you to find somewhere to fellowship, but if you're in the Delray Beach area, we do have a fellowship dinner that Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. We have to do it in the evening time so everybody has time to come out. It's going to be at the Veterans Memorial Park in Delray Beach. If you need some place to fellowship, please call us. We'd love to invite you for a free meal. We're feeding the community and just fellowship, and we'd love to show you Jesus' love by doing a Thanksgiving dinner for the community. We'll be going through the Man of God the ministry. And if you want to come to a crusade or a service, we do have a revival service here every Sunday evening. It's in Delray as well. You're welcome to come. Please call us for more information on our website, and we'd love to pray with you. And we have a lot of teachings and a lot of books. Apostle has books, Secret Place book, also I Visited Heaven and Hell. After I Died for 2 Hours, written by, she's a nurse and a minister, Pastor Catherine in London. She's prayed for 5 people to be rose from the dead, and she's a minister, and she's written a book on the blood of Jesus as well, and she's writing a new book. So I want to encourage you to, get that book, The Man of God, Apostle Sally Ford of the book. It's back with her experience, the vision God gave her, and God spoke to her to write this book to encourage the body of Christ. And one thing that I love, Apostle said the other day, is not many people talk about, they talk about heaven, but they don't talk about hell. And we need to get back to the good old gospel preaching of telling people the truth of the gospel. Hey, there is heaven, there's hell, and we have to be telling people the truth because we don't want nobody to go to hell. Jesus said, I wish none shall perish, but we have to let them know, amen, the truth. And I want to encourage you also that if you want to support this ministry, you say, you know what, God has blessed me. God has encouraged me with this word every Saturday. The man of God comes, and I've been to the crusade. I just hear on the radio or I watch it on TV on 5 o'clock on Sunday, channel 6113, and I want to sow a seed and bless this ministry. I want to encourage you. God will bless you for supporting the ministry. Whatever you've got put in your heart, whether it's $5, whether it's $10, whether it's $100, whatever, whether it's a bigger amount than that, you just obey the Lord, and God will truly bless you and your family. But most of all, I want to pray for you. I want to reach you and your family for the gospel. Again, thanks for being a friend, for being a listener. We're going to go back to the studio to hear a message from Apostle Sally, hear some testimonies that were encouraging your faith, and enjoy the Saturday. Don't change that dial right on 89.9 FM. This is the greatest station there is with the greatest show, Piercing Darkness, brought to you by Power Evangelist Ministries and the man of God, Apostle Sally. Going back to the studio live with the man of God. God bless you.
And I receive. I begin to thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Watch this. Creative miracle is coming to you right now. God's going to fix this thyroid condition.
That is what I want to do. I give you praise.
Jesus is dead.
For you are my righteousness.
The Holy Ghost. By the stripes of Jesus, you're healed. By the stripes of Jesus, watch out, you're healed. Bring her here. Look at my hand. Look at my hand. Lord, I release the glory, the radiation of your presence into your daughter. Eradicate any complication and fix this problem, the thyroid condition, for your glory. You feel like there is a nail being poked in your head. God is fixing that right now. It's like on the, there's a vein by your right eye. There's a sharp pain. Be healed in Jesus' name. Where is this person? Come here quickly. As I call these words of knowledge, you come very fast because we're about to pray. In Jesus' name. Lift your hand up. Can you watch them as they come? Watch them as they come. Watch her. Watch her. Watch her. Close her eyes. Ashes, you can't sleep now. Fire! Fire! Watch. Stripes of Jesus, you're healed.
You're so worthy.
someone with a hole in your heart. You have a hole in your heart. Come here quickly. There is someone with a hole in your heart. Come here now. This for the free clap to Jesus for that. They're free. You heard what I say. They are free. Your clapping is so weak. Once I call a word of knowledge, it is there. God is going to fix it.
Bon Dieu va le ranger ça.
Lord, hallelujah. Thank you all for joining me. This is Apostle Sally coming to you live from the studio, ready to lift up Jesus and glorify his name. We're going to have a wonderful time. We're going to hear testimonies. Also, you can call for prayer 561-337-9018. The prayer line is 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. That's the number you should call for prayer. Once again, the number you should call for prayer is 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord. I'll bless the Lord and his praise will continue within my heart 24/7. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. If you praise him, if you bless him, he's going to be glorified in your life today. And to all of you that are joining us for the first time, Piercing Darkness is about lifting up Jesus. And that's what we do here, is lift up Jesus. And we lift him up through testimonies and also through the message I'm going to share. But not only that, we also demonstrate the power of God, because the gospel is not to be underestimated, undermined, ridiculed, or treated as a political speech. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness. But unto us who are saved, it is the power of God. And the dynamis, we're talking about the miracle power of God, the love of God being demonstrated through the healing, deliverance, and demonstration of God's power. So welcome to Piercing Darkness Show. Prepare to be blessed. Jesus is Lord.
A lot of forces came against me, and I know that when forces...
When I went to Anderson, South Carolina, Apostle was praying for people's credit, and I was in the back when he was saying it, and I was like, I believe and I receive it. And I checked my credit report when we was leaving Anderson on the way back home in the car, and I checked and my credit report had went up. So I was like in the green again compared to being low credit. It had went up by a lot of points, so I give God praise for that.
I'm here ready for a better credit report. The devil messed it up, God gonna fix it supernaturally. How about that? You know, the Lord can do great things for his glory. Incredible things like that.
Yes. To God be the glory for what he has done for our sister. She received a supernatural credit fix. I decree that over those that believe. If your credit is messed up and you want to get out of that bondage, right now receive it in Jesus' name by faith. Nothing is impossible with Jesus when you believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus, I need your breath, Jesus, I need your breath, Jesus, I need your breath, Jesus, I need.
Praise the Lord to all of you, my wonderful listeners. You can call 561-337-908. That's 561-337-908. The power of God is really what we need to experience right now in this atmosphere we live in today. And prepare to be blessed in Jesus' name.
I'm from Uganda, Africa. That's where I was born and raised. And then God sent me to America. And I've been in this country for some time.
Yes.
Lifting up Jesus. Yes.
And now, so your ministry started as a deliverance style ministry. And a lot of people have kind of like, what is a deliverance style ministry? We hear what Jesus delivered. He spoke, cursed spirits, told them to go back to different places and deliver people.
Yes.
But a lot of people are like, that's kind of weird. That's not for today. That's back when Jesus was here. But we all know that that is for today. So what do you say to people about that?
Thank you so much. The Bible makes it very clear that Satan came to kill, steal, and destroy. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that the works of the devil might be destroyed. And what I know about deception, which the enemy uses to deceive people, is that he doesn't exist. So the deliverance ministry exposes him.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do, apply the blood of Jesus and teach the word, it exposes the enemy's techniques, depression, oppression, witchcraft, which has become really, really, it's available in video games, it's available in movies, theaters, Hollywood is being and exporting, spreading out to the young kids and this generation. So in Africa, when I was raised up, a witch, if he says they're going to kill you, they mean it. You can't sue them.
Mm-hmm.
And in America, they think it's a fairy tale. So what I see is now America has been importing the occult and witchcraft activities from other nations and bringing them over here, and high priests are coming in here holding conferences and training people. So this kind of deception, to think that witchcraft is more like a fantasy, is not really it's not good.
Yeah.
And what I've been doing is through the years, God has trained me to expose it and pray for people and see them get delivered.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. Well, and there's so many ways for people to open the door and not even realize it.
Yes.
You know, Chris, years ago, not so much anymore, but he used to play video games and got this one, what he thought was a harmless game. It was just a superhero game.
Yes.
But he got to a certain level, and all of a sudden, they're playing on a pentagram.
Oh, my goodness.
In the video, he's like, oh my goodness. But how many people don't even realize it? And they're actually doing satanic rituals in the game and have no idea because they think they're playing a Marvel superhero game.
Exactly.
And some of it was so tricky.
Yes.
And then they got things like Harry Potter. I actually know of a Christian school in the area that they allow that in their reading assignments. And I got, how can you let, well, it's fantasy. No, it's not. And the Bible's very clear on witchcraft.
Yes.
But people, Christians, are allowing this into their homes.
Very wrong, because when I just came to America, God showed me that I saw a TV set and a vision. I saw Harry Potter, and God spoke to me clearly. When kids watch the Harry Potter movie, they get initiated into the first level of witchcraft.
Yeah. Right.
When they read the book, they get initiated into witchcraft. And there are different levels of initiation.
Mm.
So that's the introduction to witchcraft. Mm. So when you let your children watch them show, read the book, they get initiated. And they have to renounce that covenant.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know, it's very, a lot of people think that deliverance is demon possession.
Yes.
Okay. Now, demon possession is like that's what like all the movies show.
Yes.
Like, you see that when in your horror films and stuff. That's demonic possession.
Yes.
But most every person has some sort of demonic oppression.
Yes.
And that typically comes in from a generational curse.
Yes.
And so what happens is the Word of God says that the sins of the father, he'll allow to happen to the third and fourth generation.
Yes.
But he loves us so much to the thousandth generation that he'll allow us to break it.
Exactly.
But someone has to break it.
Exactly.
And that's where coming to a conference that you hold or going to a deliverance ministry comes in. You people aren't demonically possessed, but we are oppressed because maybe you have a spirit of poverty that's come on you. Maybe you have a spirit of suicide that's been attached to your family or your generation line because something that someone allowed in. Maybe you're dealing with, someone always would steal, and stuff in your your family. So all these different things of that nature is what opens the door for the enemy to assign spirits to us that hinder us.
Exactly. Even the defilement from what people watch on TV and what they get exposed to. In America, for example, the killing of the abortion, because when I was praying, God revealed to me that every child, when mothers abort their children, it's a sacrifice to Baal, it's a sacrifice to the Queen of Heaven. And that's how those powers are able to control many lives of young people. Mm-hmm. So people do things like this and open up doors to the enemy without knowing. Mm-hmm. So when the gospel is preached and people renounce this sin and abominations, then God can bring deliverance. Mm-hmm. But if you're a believer and you don't walk in the authority and the truth, the things can really make it very hard for you to walk in victory.
That's right.
Yes.
And so, like, we, you know, we just saw in our with the Supreme Court situation, during that, they actually established an idol to Baal right the there in the mall, the Arch to Baal. Mm-hmm. And this
happened just to be on the same day they start the hearings on Kavanaugh.
Oh, my goodness.
That they put that up. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, part of the fight is they believe that he's going to help overturn Roe versus Wade, which I hope he does. And as a Christian, you cannot vote for somebody who supports abortion. But, I know, sorry. But the very same day they put that up, and people are praising it. And I'm just so filled with anger. I'm like, let me go to Washington. I just want to go to Washington and tear that thing down. But why are Christians allowing this stuff?
Definitely one of the reasons why Christians open up doors, because they're very either deceived and ignorant about the effect of this kind of idols being put in a nation. Because when you look at what they did in the ancient times, they sacrificed innocent lives and had wicked sexual activity on those altars to worship Baal and worship the demonic entities. And when they erect those altars into New York, Washington, D.C., they're setting up an altar in the spirit to release curses on the land. That's why, believers and intercessors, this is a time to lift up your hands and intercede for America, because God has a plan to release a great awakening, to release revival, and see millions of lives transformed. God wants to bless America. And there's a window of opportunity to walk through that door. So these evil altars that they're setting up in Washington, that, you know, Baal also in New York, is trying to bring curses on the land. Because in Africa, we understand how wicked altars are. There's some areas in Africa where people do this kind of rituals and they're set apart for demonic activity. And when they're not dealt with, a lot of death takes place. Civil wars, tribal wars, people cutting each other, killing each other, hatred. But when intercessors come and renounce the ceremony, the activity, and pray that God will destroy the altar, then we see the things being taken down.
Mm. Right.
And a revival coming in the land. I believe those towers can, those altars can be taken down in Washington, D.C.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Call 561-337-908. I've got a website, www.pyevangelism.net. Jesus is Lord. This is Piercing Darkness Show. Coming to you live from the studio. Jesus is Lord.
What a beautiful day. And we want to give God praise for how God did miraculous work in my sister here and her beautiful son. This is Rosette and this is Josiah. I'm going to have her here introduce what she had to go through, the pain that she had to go through before she came about with this beautiful son that God blessed her with. So I'm gonna leave it in Rosette's hand, and Josiah, they're gonna explain to you.
I've been coming to the ministry since back in 2006. After 2007, every time I keep trying to get pregnant, I'm sorry, 2010, every year I keep trying to have a child. Every time I get to 4 months, the next thing is I had a miscarriage. So the doctor cannot, they all the tests that they done for me, everything, and they always say that they cannot understand what's going on. They sent me to all different kind of doctors. They do a lot of tests for me. They said they don't see any reason why I keep having a lot of miscarriage. But Apostle always prayed for me. He always saying that God is going to bless me with a child. But I keep believing. I know that God is my miracle God, that he always done a lot of miracle for me and for my children. So I know that God gonna bless my womb one day with this child, with a child. Total, I had a miscarriage of 10. But I have people that keep telling me I need to stop getting pregnant. I'm gonna have a lot of problem. It's either something gonna happen to me. But I never believe what people telling me. I always believe in God. I know that God, the God that I'm serving, is gonna do a miracle in my life. In 2016, Apostle have prayed for me. He had told me that God is going to bless me with a child. And I keep believing, and I know God is going to bless me with a child. So I keep fasting. I pray. The time when I pray for 2 weeks, God showed me a vision where I fight with three person, two guys and then one female. After I done fight with all those three, and then I heard a voice that said that I would never had a miscarriage again. So in 2017, last year, November, Apostle was praying for me. He prophesied over my womb that I'm going to carry a child. And after 3 months, I didn't know if I was pregnant. The only thing is I keep like losing weight. I went to go get a test done for my doctor. He's saying that I'm not pregnant. It's just that I just have some other issues. So when I come up to Apostle prayed for me, but the whole time I didn't know if I was pregnant. When I went back to the doctor said, yes, something wrong. They're not sure what's going on. I went back home. After 2 weeks, I had bought a pregnancy test. When I done the pregnancy test, the result was that I was pregnant. So I went back to my doctor and I told my doctor the whole time you said that I wasn't pregnant, I was pregnant. That's when they did the ultrasound and that's when they found out that I was 3 months pregnant. So today this is Josiah and I did have him. I give God praise because that's something that I've been looking for a long time. For 10 years I've been looking for a child and I can never had one. Every time I get pregnant and I keep having a miscarriage. I give God praise, and I'm happy because God put me in a church where my pastor always pray for me, and he always prophesy over my life, and I give God praise.
Amen. Thank you for that testimony. One thing I wanted to ask you, I want you to let the people know, like mainly the women that's suffering in that area and that wants to be free, let them know, like, you know, guide them in a way, like give them some type of inspiration on how they can be pregnant just the way you were pregnant.
The whole time when I was pregnant, when I had the 10 miscarriage, I had people from my family that telling me that I need to start coming to church. There's some other things that I can do to get pregnant. I told them no. The same God that I'm serving is the same God that gonna do a miracle in my life. What I'm coming to tell you guys today, it doesn't matter what you guys going through. If you cannot get pregnant, just keep believing in God. Because if God don't do it today, he's going to do it next time. Just keep believing. Keep bringing up your faith that, you know, that you're going to get pregnant. Because that's the same thing I did. Every time Apostle praying for me, I keep telling God, yes, thank you, I receive it. And I knew if it don't happen today, tomorrow it's going to be happening. So just keep praying and God will bless you with a child.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Rosette, baby Josiah.
Thank you so much for that powerful testimony. We give God glory. 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. And I'm coming to you live from the studio right here, ready to bless the Lord. We give God glory for what he's doing here. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. And to all of you, our listeners, miracles still happen as a proof that Jesus is Lord. Proof producing ministry. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. It's not by coincidence or accident that you're joining me on this live broadcast. It is for the glory of God. And nothing is impossible with God when you believe. Now, before I begin to preach, I would encourage you to go vote. If you haven't voted, go and vote. Your vote counts. And it's important for you to know that we, as believers, we have a role to play in this world, which is to advance the kingdom of God. So go vote. Go voice your opinion and line up. Make the line. It doesn't take long. Just go in and, you know, wait a few minutes and, you know, I encourage early voting, but if you haven't been able to do it, make sure you don't miss out by the deadline on Tuesday. So God is moving, and God wants to bless America. The move of God will be birthed through prayer. Prosperity must be maintained through prayer and seeking God and fasting, not letting your guard down. This is a spiritual battle, but you see, pray for America. May God bless America. May God bless the USA. In Jesus' mighty name. We give God glory. We're going to go into the word right now. But before I begin to teach the word, I want to encourage you to visit our website to submit your request, also to partner with our ministry. If you want to partner with the ministry, go to powerevangelism.net. If also interested in submitting your request, go to our website, www.powerevangelism.net. Isaiah chapter... Let's look at Isaiah chapter 27 quickly. The Bible says in Isaiah 27, those of you watching me on Periscope and Facebook, I want to welcome you on this broadcast. Just click the share button so I can be able to reach more people. Just share, share, share. We want to be able to touch as many as we can. Click the share button. This is a powerful word I got to share now to bless you. It says in verse 1, in that day, the Lord with his hard and great and strong sword will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent. Leviathan, the twisting serpent, and he will slay the dragon that is in the sea. Wow. So, Leviathan, what does Leviathan do? Leviathan controls the media. Leviathan controls the learning system. Leviathan controls several things. This is spirit. It says here, in that day, the Lord with his hard, great, and strong sword will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, the twisting serpent, and he will slay the dragon that is in the sea. A pleasant verse goes on, it's in verse 2. In that day, a pleasant vineyard sing of it. I, the Lord, am its keeper. Every moment I water it. Every moment I water it, lest anyone harm it. I got it night and day. I got it night and day. Verse 3. Now watch this. This is so powerful. God, in his sovereign wisdom, saw what's going to happen in the last days. He saw what Leviathan going to do and how Leviathan going to run the show and try to harm the vine. So he came up with a counter punch and a bout. You have to know how to counter your enemy's threshers, and then you'll be able to win the fight. So if you hit the enemy when he launches a counter, you have to come as a strategy to defend and strike back. Your footwork has to be really in good timing to maintain the advantage. You have determination and the will to fight. The church cannot sit back. God's children can't sit back and let the enemy counter without defending and then launching a counterattack. So most people are sitting back and doing nothing about it. So you have to know the role you got to play in this end time. As a child of God, you got children. Maybe your family, you maybe you have a daughter, you're raising up a daughter. You have to train your daughter to have discernment, to protect your daughter from deception, manipulation. I mean, this deception that's going on in the world today, we see things going on today in the world that media has endorsed that are not really biblical. You know, they're not godly. You know, you think about it. As a parent, you are God's authority in the life of your children. You're not just a custodian who opens up a door for them and closes for them, change their diapers and send them to school. No. You have a role and responsibility to speak into the life of your children. Don't let that go to you can't leave that role and responsibility just for the teachers in school, because they're going to teach what they know. And if they're masons or they're warlocks, witches, if they're deceived, they're going to defile your child. So when your child comes back home, they're busy on their phone playing video games, listen to music, you know, texting and talking to their friends, so you have no time to talk to them. No time to talk to you. Mommy, I'm hungry. Mommy, my shoes don't fit me. No. So you're not just a dispensing, you're not a vending machine. You have to talk to your children. Make them your friend. Now, I'm not here to teach you about parenting, but I'm just here to empower you how to counterpunch the media. Because the media is telling your children to rebel. The media, through the media, the enemy is infiltrating this generation to raise up a rebellious, kids are being rebellious. Kids don't listen to their parents. Kids treat their parents like the old school. No, it's not about being old school. It's about being scriptural, biblical, and having wisdom. David was a young man, but he killed Goliath. I don't see no disrespect from David towards his parents. There was no disrespect, and he was not vindictive. I mean, this is something I'll teach about another day. David was not vindictive. Even when the sons of Jesse present themselves, you know, he was forgotten, but he was activated because he was not vindictive. He was a worker. He handled the assignment of his father. The role and responsibility maintained him. Find something to do in the kingdom of God. Don't be idle, because an idleness is what infiltrates and facilitates the enemy with ammunition to bust you, to bash you, to shut you down. Let me be very adamant about this, and I'm just going to be real. Sitting in front of television, you know, most parents in America, they like to take the shortcut. And this is not what we're going to teach about tonight, but you got your phone, so give your phone to the kid to play video games, to watch some cartoons, so they can stop bothering you, so you can be able to read your book, get your hair done, do stuff. But what you don't realize, if you don't regulate how much the kid is going to use this phone, they're going to get addicted to it. And they're going to begin to do things that will occupy them and become a voice into their life, whereby when you try to talk, that voice that they saw is louder than you. So you had to regulate. Very important. Because, you know, you raise up a child in a godly, when they grow up, they're going to follow it. You know, this parent took his teenager. I saw this the other day. And, the teenager tried to get in a gang. So he had a gun. And the dad took him with his gun, holding his gun, and said, okay, he said, you want to die? All right, get in the pit right now. He said, no, I don't want to die. I don't want to go. It's okay. So you have to behave. He took the gun from him and told me, you need to go to school. You need to do your homework and get educated. So because kids don't think, they just go with the flow. The spirit of Jezebel works for Leviathan. Leviathan masters communication to hurt the vine. The lies that you've believed today that are affecting how you think, how you make decisions, how you relate to God. And those lies must be cast down. Those lies must be cast down because you believed the lie. You have believed the lie that is coming out there. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. 561-337-9008. We're keeping it real right here on Piercing Darkness Show with Apostle Sally. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. All things are possible when we believe. 561-337-9008. 1:8, Jesus is Lord and nothing is impossible with him when you believe. All you gotta do is believe and you see his goodness. I'm continuing with this powerful teaching. I'll be back after this message. Stay tuned.
Jesus, I need your breath. Jesus, I need your breath. Jesus, I need your breath. Jesus, I need your
Thank you so much for tuning in to Piercing Darkness Show. This is Apostle Salim coming to you live from the studios here. Ready to lift up Jesus Christ and glorifying his name. We are dealing with the Leviathan, the twisting serpent that wants to hurt the vine. What happened to the glory? What happened to the church? When I was in Georgia recently, last week, I did many mighty miracles. They brought a blind woman in my service when I was in Anderson, South Carolina, and God opened her eyes and opened her ears in front of her eyes. Miracles still happen. Jesus the Lord. The power of God must be demonstrated in our midst, in our house, in our in this kingdom of God, because the Bible says from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. God's not calling the church to the place of surrender. It's calling the church to the place of function. You know, we don't surrender to the enemy, we have to fight back. You have to pray, you have to fast, you have to seek the Lord. You know, deal with the counterattack. Arise, shine, conquer, possess, take over the land. Thanks for joining me on this show. Please take some of them to tune in on this station right here live. If you're watching me online or you're hearing me as far as the Bahamas, Miami, Port St. Lucie, Vero Beach. By the way, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're dealing with what is hurting the vine. What is the enemy trying to do? What is the enemy trying to do? He's trying to hurt the vine. He's trying to disarm. He wants to hurt the vine. We have to stop this. Look at what the Bible says in verse 2. It says, a pleasant vine, sing of it. I, the Lord, am its keeper. Every moment I water it, lest anyone harm it. The word of God waters you to protect you. Jesus is protecting Israel, the covenant people. I guard it night and day. Powerful scripture. Now, for those of you who are hurting and distressed and discouraged, look at chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26, look at verse 16. All Lord in distress, they sought thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like a woman with a child who writhes and cries out in her pangs when she is near her time, so were we because of thee, O Lord. Watch this. Prayer is so powerful. Why is Leviathan occupying you that you can't even concentrate in prayer? You don't have time to devote and yield and go before the Lord on your knees or laying prostrate before him and surrendering everything to God. You know, today, anxiety, the affliction, the wickedness in the high place are constantly bombarding your mind. The enemy wants to break fellowship, because if he can interrupt your fellowship with God, he will interrupt with your focus. Like I shared with you 2 weeks ago, discouragement is a sign of disconnection from fellowship with the Lord. God wants you to fellowship so he can protect you. Guard your heart, maintain the salt, because the salt has to maintain its taste. You're the salt of the earth. 561-337-908, the lines are open up for prayer. Call for prayer. We're going to stand within prayer. The devil is a liar. God wants to protect you, wants to preserve you, wants to keep you protected, secure. But you have to know what you allow. The negative voice must be silenced. The voice of doubt, the voice that says you can't do it, the voice that says give up, the voice that says it's impossible, the voice that says God is not going to hear your prayer, God's not going to answer your prayer, that voice must be silenced. If it's not silenced, then it's going to influence you to walk away. You know, what I see happening today in this world, how people are walking away from the Lord in the last days. You know, most ministers are not really teaching relationship. They're teaching the user mentality. Use God like a high. Use him to feel good. Use him, you know, to like a sleeping pill. I mean, I don't know what happened to Christianity in America, but this has to stop. God doesn't like to be used, and get this right. God is not a tyrant. He's not a painkiller. God is a solver. He wants to deal with the sin. He wants to deal with the insecurity. He wants to deal with the unbelief. So don't just use him like you walk into a store and get a Tylenol because you got a headache. You know, once you take the Tylenol, it doesn't mean you've dealt with the problem. It may relieve you from the headache, but if you haven't dealt with what is causing the headache, you haven't solved the problem. It's a temporary relief. Go to the root cause, what is causing the problem. Are you dehydrated? You need to drink water? You need to get rest? Is there something that's causing this migraine? That's why it's important for you to really go before the Lord in prayer. Then God begins to speak to you, because God is like a searchlight. He shines a light on you, and then the things that are not supposed to be there, they come out. The unbelief, the insecurity, the unforgiveness, false identity, taking on things you ain't supposed to take on, that Leviathan is trying to embed in you, a sort of antichrist. You know, God loves the world that gave his son Jesus. He communicates. Love communicates. Love protects. Love preserves. Love sustains. This is Piercing Darkness Show with Apostle Ali. I was young and I'm old. I've never seen a righteous forsaken or a sinner begging for bread. Delay does not mean denial. God would never forsake the righteous. The Lord is a strong tower. His hand is mighty in war. Jeremiah chapter 29. Quickly, I'm going to turn there. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. You see, as we communicate this word, we're going to deal with those powers that are constantly driving you nuts. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for welfare, not evil, to give you a future and a hope. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. There's something God is about to do. I want to thank you for joining me as we continue to study the Word of God here. As you hear the sound of my voice, we're dealing with the spirit of Jezebel and Leviathan that are tactiving to infiltrate and break down the assignment of God on your life, disarm you from stepping into your purpose and functioning. Because Leviathan fights communication. It's Leviathan fights communication between husband and wife. Leviathan fights communication between intercessors, between church leadership, the structure. Leviathan fights communication between people that are supposed to work together. Deal with that spirit. How do you knock down Leviathan? Humility, love, patience, interceding for each other. You know, sometimes you know that the team members you work with may have weaknesses, and you don't focus on the weaknesses, but you focus on the potential. The other thing you have to remember, that God wants you to rest in his presence and not to have the retaliation mentality. Because if you have the retaliation mentality, you're going to be operating in pride. Have the mentality of responding. Reaction to situations is a sign of immaturity. The enemy is looking for your reaction, but God wants you to develop to a level of maturity where you respond. Immature people react. Mature people respond. very important, because you measure what are the consequences of your response as you respond to the situation. What are the consequences? So if you react in the flesh, then you're going to really make the situation worse. Casting all your cares unto the Lord, because he cares for you. Does the Lord care for me? He does. I'll be back after this message. Stay tuned. 561-337-9008.
Jesus, I need your breath. Jesus, I need your breath. Jesus, I need your breath. Jesus, I need.
Love of God is so powerful. You know, I was a few seconds ago, the Lord whispered something to my spirit. It's so powerful. You know, in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, the scripture makes it very clear that I know the thoughts, the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. And it's so powerful here. If you look at verse 11, it says, for I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans of welfare, not evil, to give you a future and hope. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, the purpose. God is a God of purpose. The purpose of God speaks. You see, your assignment speaks. So when what some of the warfare you're going through is because of the assignment of God he has given you, what you carry, you know, what you carry on, you can draw persecution, opposition, conflict. And that could be the reason why you're going through the warfare you're going through. God is really speaking about your assignment, but you don't know, you don't see it. And you're constantly murmuring, complaining, leaning on your understanding, feeling dejected. Is your assignment speaking? Are the battles and conflicts you're going through a reminder to you that you got a greater responsibility beyond just living life, going shopping and, shopping and taking care of yourself? Is there something God wants to do with your life? Is he calling you to a closet, a quiet time, prayer? And the assignment and purpose speaks, but God knows it. The enemy can't figure it out, but he can see there's a lot of angelic activity around you and he don't know what to do about it. So he tries to get you to focus in the natural and limit the potential. But greater is he that is in thee than he that is in this world. Go back to the drawing line. Find what his purpose is for your life and engage in developing into that. Do not waste your time. You know, I spoke the other day when I was preaching on Sunday, when I flew in back from Georgia, God gave me a powerful nugget, and I'm going to drop it live on radio here. If you still get upset about what people say about you, that's a sign of immaturity. And then I looked at the scripture and I see Jesus Christ knew people were talking about him. And he said, what do people say? And everything was repeated. And he said, who do you say I am? And Peter said, the Messiah. He said, flesh and blood not revealed this to you, but my Father. Jesus knew how to distinguish between what flesh and blood said and what his Father said. In the spiritual realm, what counts is not what flesh and blood say. It's what the Father says. The enemy tests what the Father says, but that's what carries the key to your future, not what people say. Do not be discouraged by negativity and what people say. That's wasting time. Now I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I confess my sin, renounce my iniquity, remove my name from the book of death, write my name in the book of life. The devil is a liar. I am born again in Jesus' name. I belong to Jesus. Hey, that's a word for you. If you receive Jesus, stay in Christ. He's coming back soon. Read the Bible, pray. I want to encourage you to come and join us in one of our services. You're going to be blessed. Go to our website, pivanyu.net. Now, we do have this month of November, we're going to have some deliverance services. So go to our website, get more information, call our prayer line. And then also do have a plan to hold another crusade in Port St. Lucie. We're going to give you an update on that. These crusades are so powerful. And we give God glory for what he's doing through this crusade. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to be coming to Port St. Lucie for another crusade. But Jesus is Lord. We have a women's conference coming up also. We're going to invite all of you to the Daughters of Zion conference. I'm going to have the dates for you this coming week. And go to our website. We really look forward to that event. Nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. In the glory, we harvest miracles. You can watch my TV show every Sunday on Channel 13 and Channel 61 at 5 p.m. And every Saturday, I come to you on this station. And I'm going to pray for you that are joining me live on radio. Lord, touch your people, bless them. Those that are sick, heal them. Those that are depressed, set them free. I break the hold of darkness of their life and deliver them from the deceptive power of Leviathan. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now, for those that are joining me by radio, I encourage you to do that which the Word of God says. Seek him, you shall find him. Knock, and the door shall be opened for you. The best is yet to come. The afflictions of a righteous man are many, but God delivers him through all. The afflictions of a righteous man are many, but God delivers him through all. So God is going to deliver you today. If you believe. 561-337-908. www.pyevangelism.net is our website. And don't forget to join us every Saturday at the same time on this station. We want to minister to you. We want to be bringing you the power of God. And don't touch that dial whenever this show comes on. Spread the wings and write on your calendar. Put a reminder on your phone every Saturday at the same time. God bless you. And have a blessed evening. Jesus is Lord. And I'll see you next week at the same time. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.